Hello.
Hi, good morning. It's Sarah. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
That's great. So I'm calling about the spend down because I see it's not been paid.
She is not on a spin down anymore. She went through an attorney.
Wait, that's what I thought, but I see it on her account.
Right. It's in the process of being noted. But the attorney told us that she should have never paid the spin down. That spin down is for people who have like co-payments with their medical bills and all kinds of other stuff that they have to pay, different insurances and things. Paula didn't have anything to pay besides, she has no medical co-pay. She only pays for the wipes and the underpads and all the protein drinks that I have to buy her and eye drops. And I mean, that costs us about $400 a month out of pocket. And that's all she had. That's all that she paid. That spend down is for people who have a bunch of other stuff that that they pay too. So
Right,
you
I
can
hear that
reduce
just
that
saying
spend
it's
down
on
by
her
that.
account.
I know that, but the attorney told me that even from the beginning, when that first started, that she didn't have to pay that. That is for other stuff. The only thing she pays is for her personal stuff, like I just told you.
Right. I'm saying I hear that her attorney said that she doesn't have to pay it, but it's on her account and she's not active now. But you have to call them up then and ask them why, because since June, when you.
Well, here's what happened. Before we were with you guys and we were with the first people, she wasn't on that spin down. Somebody made a mistake and got her on that. Her excessive income was only like 228. And then you guys, whatever happened when she went with you guys, she ended up on that 600 some spin down. And she does not make 600 and some dollars more than what is allowed for Medicaid to start with. So what they did, we got a letter from Medicaid, and they wanted her to just open a personal, well, it's not a personal checking account. So checking account is called a, I think, QIT, quit. I'll have to look it up. And all she has to do is put 228 a month in that account. She puts it in one day and then she spends it the next. That's what the attorney said to do. And with that 228, she can use that for whatever she wants. Eye drops, protein drinks, the wipes she uses, the underpads, things like that. And all that does is it keeps her record, that she put that in there, that she had set aside the money she needed for the personal stuff she's required, because she's totally bed fast. And so all her income stays with her. So I went to the bank and we did all that, and they approved the POA that I have and did all that, said they could do that account. And then I just found out the other day that the bank ended up, it was a different bank than what we've used before. Our other bank was out of town, so I decided to get one in town. Then they ended up not doing it the way they were supposed to. They were just putting it in a second checking account for her. So now I have to switch it over to a different bank. But the paperwork was all processed with the first bank, and I have documentation for all that. So it's just a matter of getting that with a different bank.
I
But
hear.
she does not, she should have never been on that. And the attorney told me, do not pay one more penny towards that, because She does not owe that. She does not make. That spin down is for however much money you make above what is allowed is what goes towards your spin down.
Okay, so you don't have to pay it. I'm saying I agree you shouldn't necessarily pay it. I'm just telling you you're inactive, so they realize now that you're inactive since let's see, it's been since June. So they're not gonna want me to put more stuff to accumulate onto this inactiveness.
Well,
so I have
the
to
attorney
ask,
told me that you guys are paid through a third party.
What do you mean paid through a third party?
You have nothing to do with that spin down. That does not affect what benefits you get through you guys, because you're through a third party that has nothing to do with any of that. And that if she doesn't pay that spin down, it does not affect you guys at all.
Well, it definitely affects us because we can't bill someone that's not active. So as of now, we can't bill her, meaning we billed you, like we paid you for all these visits since June, but we didn't bill her insurance.
I would be that would be getting all straightened out today. The person I worked with at this new bank that we switched to, unfortunately, is a really young guy. He just graduated from high school this past year. I guess he started as a teller, then he got promoted. So he's real new at what he's doing. I was really upset when he didn't even let me know that he ended up doing it like in a personal account. I gave him all the paperwork, all the documentation that we got from the Medicaid office in Poplar Bluff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a matter, I had to wait till the weekend to go get that, you know, in the proper name. It's just a matter of getting the account name, the proper name, from a personal checking to the it's an income trust account.
Okay, so just give them a call.
I will do that.
I will ask them if I could put all these visits through for billing this week, and just call them, tell them that you're not supposed to have a spend down, and your agency sees it's been active since, and they need to take it off your account, or it needs to be paid. So hopefully they could take it off the account.
What's that again?
They need to either take it off your account. It has to show as Paul's account. It has to show as active since June. Or it has to be paid somehow, because as of now she's not active and we can't bill all the visits. So somehow it has to come off. If you're saying she's not supposed to have it, so they should just take it off anyway because she's not supposed to have a spend down.
Yeah, she qualified. It's a waiver program.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. But anyhow, I will get that all taken care of.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry for all the delays, Sarah. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.